So right across the hall is my bedroom. It's small, but...
Sierra DeBose lives in a small apartment on the edge of Overtown. A television in one of the two rooms blares a game show. The walls of her shared bedroom are painted bright pink, her favorite color.
My backpack's on my bed because I just got home. I usually just throw that on the bed because I'm just so tired of it.
Her backpack is filled with homework.
My AP biology homework.
And stuff from a bunch of clubs she's in at Miami Edison High School.
I don't like waking up at 6 or 5 something in the morning, going to school, and then I do sports and all these clubs and stuff like that. But it's, and I've heard somebody say this before, at the end, it's going to be worth it. Everything's going to be worth it.
She's got a 3.4 GPA. But Sierra is not exactly your typical overachiever.
We all have these, like, bins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 bins, just because I've been here for 11 months, so I collected a lot of stuff.
Those bins, along with 6 hangers, contain all the stuff she has. Sierra is one of almost 7,000 kids in the Miami-Dade school system who are homeless. She currently lives in a shelter for women called Lotus House. She found the shelter with help from Project Upstart. The school district program educates teachers and administrators about how to address the needs of homeless students. Deborah Albo Steiger, Upstart's manager, says homeless doesn't only mean living on the streets. It includes people that
cannot afford to live in their own home, so they're doubled up, as we call them.
That's most of the Miami-Dade homeless students, but about 300 are kids living on their own, like Sierra. Until now, it's been up to teachers and administrators to find students who don't have permanent homes. But starting next month, the school district, along with the Homeless Trust, will be out in the community looking for those students and counting them.
So we're hoping HUD will recognize that we do have an issue and we'll be able to have more specialized services for unaccompanied youth.
Steiger says money from the federal government would help create housing for students who, given their age, probably shouldn't live in regular shelters. But that won't solve everything.
I've never really lived with the same people for more than a year. I used to be in a foster system, and that was really tough because even though I'm kind of ahead of the game, it took a long time for me to catch up with everybody else. Because when you're in that situation, you don't really focus on school. That's not your main priority.
Sierra is in a school program called College Summit. Students from difficult backgrounds learn, among other college-related things, how to work their personal stories into their applications. Vivian Carter runs the program in Florida.
The beauty of the curriculum is helping them to advocate and learn what it means to advocate for themselves.
She believes one of the biggest barriers is the inability to see their own future. Sierra has had to become her own advocate, or else come graduation, she might not be sleeping with a roof over her head. At this point, though, she's not too worried about letting that happen.
Definitely furthering my education is key to me, because in a stage of my life, I think that's the best way I can get out of the situation that I'm in right now.
Sierra DeBose has gotten into 2 colleges already and plans to apply for a few more. Now, she's trying to figure out if she can pay for it. If not, she's considering the military. She says it would allow her to travel for the first time. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.